Okay, well, no pressure. The pastor. Peter was joking with me this morning saying that I actually need a teleprompter, you know, because I want to be like Obama. I want to be an orator and be able to just speak. So I've written it down, so I'm going to kind of read and speak as I go along. It was a lot easier just sitting on Wayne's patio. Anyway, something that just came to me again this morning is that scripture from Ecclesiastes 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And I have to start, even though I know Wayne's saying I must share about me and my journey, and it was very easy, of course, to talk to him when it's a one-on-one, but I have to say that I'm so very grateful for everybody that has come alongside me on my journey over the past 35 years. As Wayne says, I've been in the vineyard, I think it's over 40 years, sort of pretty much from the inception, and I hope that the lessons that I've learned in the vineyard, I've been able to live in my life and the values. And one of those things is that 35 years ago, as a young, very broken 28-year-old, I sat in Costa Mitchell's lounge sharing my vision about how I wanted to change education in this country. And I think the lesson really for me out of that was Costa's belief in this crazy 28-year-old who has a lot of dreams and a lot of ideas. And just that belief in me and that encouragement has really laid a foundation for me. And so along the way, I have met some incredible people. I have had amazing support in the vineyard, my home, for the past 40 years. Started out, I won't even say which vineyard, but when I started Sparrow, I was in the Bryanston Vineyard. And some of the people, Mariana, sitting here today, you were there when I did my first talk. And I was so nervous I could barely talk. I actually think I dropped my little piece of cardboard that I had my little presentation on. But, you know, your support and this church, over the years, you know, in so many different ways, your prayers have carried me through some really tough times. Having somebody like Wayne as my mentor has been a real gift, and I want to thank you for that. And I won't, he's given me about 8 minutes, so I better not go into all the wonderful ways that he's helped me. But along the way, I have met and I've had a real blessing of meeting some incredible people, and a lot of them are here today. Not everybody could make it, but a lot of those Sparrow people are here today. And I suppose what I really want to say today is, you know, we mustn't take for granted that when God brings somebody across our path, that they're not there to do an amazing work in our life, and that we are meant to do something in their life. And that just believing in somebody sometimes makes a big difference. So I'm going to read a bit of this story. So many of those meetings do seem like chance encounters, like my meeting with Melanie Malema, and don't hold that against her, in the Wimpy about 22 years ago. Well, firstly, because, as most of you know me, I'm not really a big Wimpy supporter. The fact that I was in there and meeting Melanie was really God-ordained. And then meeting Joy Marsh at the vineyard when she and her husband Keith relocated to Johannesburg. And how I Sparrow landed up offering Joy and Keith jobs at Sparrow, and Joy took on a role in the sales department, not knowing anything about BEE. As you know, that's my second Bible. And how Joy, over the years, has become this guru on BEE. And how also today she's been appointed, well, not today, but this year she was appointed as the operations manager at the FET. So for somebody who came in not knowing anything about skills development, not knowing anything about learnerships, knowing a lot about sales, I mean, she has been an incredible gift to the organization. And your passion and where God has led you has been so evident. And then I went on a choir tour a few years ago. There was a couple of those, and I met this incredible young man. I've told his story before. A young man who'd come to Sparrow to do a learnership in carpentry. Little did we know that he could also sing beautifully until Melanie pointed that out to me. And this young man went on to become an auxiliary social worker, get his diploma, whilst getting married and having two children and working, and today heads up the learner well-being at our high school. And then, of course, Melanie, but we'll get to her story in a little while. So I firmly believe that God had a plan for me and all the people I met over the years, and I'm grateful to my own family, my husband, who listens to all my crazy ideas, more about that in a minute, and my boys, who have stood by me, have worked at Sparrow, and now my youngest son, who is one of Sparrow Educator Child Supporters financially. So you have all walked this journey, including my Vineyard family, with me for the past 35 years. And as many of you are aware, I took a 3-month sabbatical this year. And I wanted to be very intentional about this because I have been speaking to people for a very long time that I was going to be retiring in June 2025. So Peter and I are eventually moving to Hoedspruit, Peter's dream and passion. And of course, again, this is where my very dear friend Melanie, who I met in the Wimpy, comes in, because one point I was talking to her about Hoedspruit and saying, this was a couple of years ago, you know, I think I can do it, but that heat and, you know, the snakes and all these things, I don't know, you know. And she pointed out to me very wisely, because she is a very wise woman, you know, Peter has supported you for 35 years. I think it's time you supported your husband in his dream. So when I first got to Hoedspruit on my sabbatical, I was like, okay, I'm going to be able to do this, you know. I'm going to toughen up, you know. And little did I know that I would absolutely fall in love with Hoedspruit. I think to the point that I was driving Peter a bit dilly, because every morning I'd wake up and I'd say, isn't it amazing? This place is amazing. I love this place. I don't want to go back to Johannesburg. So we spent the first month of our sabbatical in Hoedspruit, enjoying the quiet and having time out. I spent a lot of time walking and praying about leaving Sparrow in June 2025. And the way that I feel, you know, I know we can do the 7 steps to this, and we can listen to podcasts that say you can hear God's voice this way and you hear his voice this way. And I wish that he would just come, as I've said before, and write it all on the wall for me, is that I get a lot of crazy ideas. And I share these ideas with Peter as we walk. And being the accountant that he is, he helps me sift through what is really just garbage. And so we did this a lot on our walks. For a while now, I have been talking about wanting to collaborate with other NGOs. That's where I feel I come alive. But I wasn't quite sure what that would look like and how it would evolve over time. So during my time in Hoedspruit, I started enjoying my time away from Sparrow more and more. I loved exploring Hoedspruit. I loved networking with new people, learning about the needs for skills development for youth in the area. And deep within my spirit, I started feeling that I did not want to return to Sparrow as the general manager. However, I continued praying, wondering if this was just burnout, because I was pretty tired by this time, or if God was actually doing something new in my life and shifting my focus. I didn't even share this with Peter initially because I wasn't quite sure, and I thought if I say something and then a month later I'm feeling all invigorated and ready to go back to Johannesburg, then it's going to be a bit of a mess. And I've done that a lot in the past, as Joy is nodding, I can see. Loy. So during my sabbatical, we appointed Melanie as the acting general manager. Now, Melanie, if you get to know her, one of her many strengths is that she has the ability to assess risk. And her other gift is that she is really good at mentoring people, just so much better than me. She's also so much better at putting a system in place and sticking to it. And the one thing she's taught me over the many years of our friendship is about keeping clear boundaries. The trustees had instructed her to continue the succession planning, which we started about 4 years ago, and to continue mentoring middle management, and that she needed to report back to them at the July trustees meeting. So June in Hoedspruit and Jackie Knott in Johannesburg went extremely smooth at Sparrow. In fact, I hardly had a phone call from Melanie because she was the only one that was allowed to call me. And so when we got back to Johannesburg at the end of June, and Peter and myself and Melanie went out for lunch, she started telling us about how she'd been managing everything. And it was unbelievable. And Peter turned to me and he said, should Melanie not stay on as the general manager after your sabbatical, as she's doing such a good job and it would be less disruptive for the staff? And then he said, I'm really sorry, I shouldn't be saying that to you. And Melanie responded by saying she had thought the same, but she didn't want it to seem like she was pushing me out of a job. And I said, well, guys, I've actually been thinking the same thing. What a God moment. All three of us had been thinking the same thing. So we decided then at that lunch table that we would take the month of July to really think this through, because this was going to be a major step back, and also important on how we firstly inform the trustees, but then also the staff. So I continued to walk and talk and pray. And I must say, being in Hoedspruit and away from Sparrow, you really do have that time to do it. Unlike being in Johannesburg, when you get up in the morning and think you'll have a quiet time, and 5 minutes later you've got a phone call about load shedding, and 10 minutes later about the water not working and how are we going to make sure the toilets work for 600 children in the day. So I had a lot of time to really press into God and really get clarity on all of this. And it just became clear that stepping down at the end of August was the right decision. So we met with the trustees, presented the plan, and here was confirmation when they said, here's Jackie, step down and focus on collaborating with other nonprofits. I did share with Wayne how, you know, for the past few years, sitting as the general manager, I must say, I think it's like the last 2 years, I just really felt like I had nothing to give and that my soul was dying within me. And it's not that I don't love Sparrow. You know how much I love Sparrow. I love everything that happens there. But I didn't feel like when I go there every day, I'm making a difference. And yet when I started networking with other nonprofits and in Hoedspruit, meeting with people and talking about the need there and being able to dream again of the things that I would be able to do, I started feeling like I was coming alive again. So on 31st of August, I took the bold step of handing over our 35-year-old young adult, Sparrow Schools Educational Trust, to Melanie Malema. And I'm so excited to see what God will continue to do at Sparrow with you and all the leaders that you are growing. I know it will go from strength to strength. So Melanie, if you could just come and stand next to me while I read this next part. This transition reminds me of the story of Moses handing over leadership to Joshua. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit of leadership, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so the whole Israelite community will obey him. Melanie, just as Moses stepped aside for Joshua, it is time for me to pass this baton on to you, knowing that you're fully capable and you're called to lead Sparrow into its next season. Thank you.
Uh, I hope I don't have 8 minutes. So, you know, we all use AI now to write our speeches, and it's very helpful. And as I was reflecting when Jackie shared with me what she was going to say, I felt, no, I need to speak from the heart. And let's just leave AI for this morning. And I think, you know, when you're going to any place of worship, it allows you to reflect. It allows you to really go deep within oneself. And also just as I listened, you know, to your worship team, there's deep reflection that happens in these spaces. So the meeting at the Wimpy, and I think what I'm going to speak about is, or reflect on, is one person had a vision when she was 28 years old, and she shared her crazy ideas with Costa. The thing of having a vision and following it through, I think is so powerful. And across the Bible, you'll see or you'll read about many, many prophets or people that had a vision, and it wasn't easy, but they carried it through. And I think that's what Jackie has done. And her whole life has reflected that. It hasn't been easy. But she listened to the voice. She listened to God's voice. And even though I'm sure it was extremely daunting, she listened and she followed. And when she met me, it was really by accident. I was working in another organization. We didn't really know each other. I knew her because I had placed kids at Sparrow. So for her to say to me at the end of the time that I was working at the Village of Hope with the boys and I was leaving, and she said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Oh, I'll probably go back and work in insurance." She must have been led by God. Definitely, because how don't you, you don't know somebody, and you say, I think this was like, I don't know, maybe November somewhere there. And then she said, "Oh, in January, just come and work for me." And I looked at this woman and I thought, you know, I didn't know her really well, and I wanted to say, "You're crazy. You know, you don't even know me really well." And I started working at Sparrow in January of, I think it's 2002. That day, I was taken on a tour of the foundation school with no clear job description. So you see the systems. I didn't know what my job title was. And I met a lady who's a very good friend of Jackie, even today, Tracy Mann. And Tracy took me on the tour and she said to me, "Our philosophy at Sparrow and what we live by is Jesus in skin." And again, I was like, okay, all right. And over the past 22 years that I've been associated with Sparrow, I've seen Jackie live that out. You know, she's not, what does she always say? She doesn't see demons in dawn. What? What? Demons in dawn, yeah. And really, that's who she has been. She has been a mentor, but most importantly, she's been a friend. She's been a friend to me, and it's a very unusual relationship, you know, where your boss is your friend. It can become very confusing. But we've managed to navigate this journey, and it's been a very positive, fulfilling, inspirational, I can use all the words. But most of all, it is deeply seated in love. And I think that is when she had that vision. It was about love of children, it was about love of our country, it was about love of our young people. And so we've been able to walk this journey through many difficult times. And then when the time came in July, and many other people can share that same story, like Jackie shared Joy. She said to me one day, come and meet, go with me. We're going to a meeting. We're going to meet some lady in a cell phone shop. And I thought, oh gosh, here we go. And we met Joy, and Joy started working for Sparrow. And this year, I was able to hand the college over to Joy. There's so many stories like this about these encounters. And I believe it's about following the still small voice inside you that guides you, that leads you. Because we all have the ability to do amazing things. So today, as I commit, or I committed on the 1st of September to leading Sparrow, I come on the shoulders of women and people who have done amazing work. And I will try my best to do and continue the work and to lead Sparrow into the next. Because I believe it is the next. I will take from the 35 years and the 22 years that I've learned and build on that. And then, of course, hand over to the next person. But I really want to say thank you to Jackie's spiritual family community, because I think this, not I think, I know this has been her grounding. Thank you, Wayne. This is where she has come and found her rest and her peace in times when it was difficult, but also times when it was celebratory. So thank you for being there for her, and I know you'll continue to. So from me, I'm going to try my best. I told her I won't be reading with the children on a Friday because, you know, she loves doing that. So I said certain things as the general manager I won't be doing. But I'm going to try my best to lead this team and to lead these people and to be an example and to lead by example and to inspire by example to the staff of Sparrow. Thank you.